What is God doing right now?
If God is everywhere, why can't I see him anywhere?
Where is God?
Where is God?
Why is there so much suffering?
Why does God let this happen?
Why won't God answer my prayers?
Who's going to heaven?
How come?
Why?
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 What's the point?
What for?
Now it's time for some straight answers to awkward questions with Pastor George Samianch.
How can I believe in something I can't see? Today on Straight Answers to Awkward Questions, I am replying to a question sent in. It was a brief email. Hello, I am too young and sometimes I feel that I can't understand the faith and the Christian life. How to believe in something that I can't see. Thank you for the email and the question. My name is George Samietz and you're listening to Straight Answers to Awkward Questions on Lutheran Radio UK. I hope you enjoy the program. How can I believe in something I can't see? We often say that seeing is believing, and to see something is to know that it exists. Then we say that we believe it exists and does whatever it is supposed to do. That is how a lot of living works. We see the car on the road. Our senses tell us that it exists. We believe our senses, and so we don't walk in front of it. But we can believe things to exist and not see them. That is how we regard the news that we see today, the vast majority of which we don't see with our eyes, but we see pictures of them. Film clips on the news channels, Twitter, Facebook, and memes. And if we believe the source, then we believe what we see. So if I told you that I had a brother and sister in Australia whom you've never met, and you believe me, then if you were asked, has George got siblings? You might answer, yes, or two, or a brother and a sister, all of which say that you believe this truth, even though you haven't seen them with your own eyes. This is how we do history as well, by looking at the evidence, the sources, and very much the words from that time, listening to them, assessing them, just as we assess someone speaking to us, whether we think they're telling the truth, exaggerating, or downright lying to us, and then believing what we haven't seen. None of us has seen Christopher Columbus or Julius Caesar, but I expect we believe that they have lived. So believing something can involve our eyes, our senses, but it doesn't have to. When it comes to Christianity, then the best sense to help us believe is not our eyesight, but our hearing. Sadly, not everyone who saw Jesus believed he was who he said he was. But those who were convinced by his words then understood his identity and followed him, even when they couldn't see him anymore. Jesus wasn't a problem to solve. He is a person to meet. In our world of instant communication today, we can't really conceive of having a relationship with someone we're not able to see. So it can be hard to know how to relate to Jesus, where to go to meet him, and whether or not we're just playing mind games with ourselves, tricks almost on ourselves, deluding ourselves that Jesus is actually real. Jesus himself knew that we would struggle to follow him, so he told us where we can meet him, where he will be for us, but we won't see him as we see each other. Jesus said that he would use words and water and bread and wine to come to us, and what he does is give us faith in him. His words to us create faith, and we find ourselves believing and trusting him, and probably having many experiences of believing, and also wondering whether we believe. Jesus told his disciples that in searching the scriptures, they find him, and he speaks through these words, revealing who God is and how God feels about us. Jesus tells us constantly through his word that he loves us and forgives us, that he has given his life for us and to us. So that means that we are people in need of God's love and forgiveness. So we're sinners, and we were facing death and all that it brings. But when Jesus gave us his life, then we are with him now and after we die. Jesus also uses water to bring us new life. We're born again, and we receive wonderful gifts. Again, we don't see any of this, but we receive forgiveness of sins, eternal life, salvation, faith, the Holy Spirit. So if you've been baptized, then Jesus has given you life with him and wants you to live it with him. Jesus strengthens this life with him through bread and wine, which is his body and blood. And this food nourishes and strengthens us, and we usually don't even notice how. But we trust Jesus' words that he is present at Holy Communion for us, to forgive us, heal us, and strengthen our faith. Now all these things I've just been talking about, the Bible and the words of the Bible, the water of baptism, the bread and wine of Holy Communion, are received through faith, and we find ourselves being drawn to them, not as magic, but because Jesus' words tell us that this is where we meet him. What we see and hear, and in some cases even taste, are words, water, bread and wine. We don't see Jesus standing in front of us, but he is present nonetheless because he says so. Remember, his grave is empty. I'm not just talking a history lesson. I'm talking today's news. Now, I've been talking over Lutheran Radio UK, and you've been listening via the internet, and you may have more questions, or you're not sure you understand what I've said. You can stop and start the podcast. You can read the Bible. I hope you are. But what is important is that you are talking with Christians you can see and asking questions, searching the Bible for answers, listening to the Word of God, listening to the teachings about the Word of God, and finding out the teachings of the Christian faith. You see, the Christian faith is a relationship, and it is also content, knowledge, and we can grow in both. If I was to ask you, where was Jesus born? Then there is only one answer that is correct. It is not a matter of personal preference. Sydney, Madrid, New York, London. No, the answer is Bethlehem. Where was he crucified? Not Barcelona, but Jerusalem. So we can read and learn the contents of the Bible, what it says and doesn't say. And we can listen to what others say, what the churches teach. And our faith is grounded in the Bible. Christians, as they read and grow in their learning what the Bible says, discover that there is a message to hear throughout the Bible about our sin and rebellion towards God and our wrecking lives, both ours and those around us, and that message can be very disheartening. There is another message we hear in the Bible, and that is the wonderful news that God is loving when we don't deserve it, and forgives, helps, and blesses people. And this culminates in meeting Jesus and seeing what he has done for us. We need to hear both messages. So it is important for you to have someone, hopefully many people, to speak to about the Christian faith, to answer your questions as you read the Bible and as you attend worship services. All this learning and growing and struggling to understand is a lifelong process. It can begin when we're very young, and it will still be going when we're very old. We can believe if we don't see. When it comes to Jesus, the Holy Spirit works so that we find ourselves trusting the words about Jesus more and more, remembering our baptism with more appreciation of how it shapes our life each day. And we find ourselves looking forward to Holy Communion and meeting Jesus there. And there will be times when this is all just routine and we're not feeling much of anything. And that's okay, because our feelings don't determine Jesus' presence with us, nor does the strength or weakness of our faith determine the closeness or distance of God to us. We go up and down emotionally, physically, spiritually, throughout our life. But God is faithful and constant, and he won't depart from where he said he'd meet us. Words, water, bread and wine. Please feel free to ask more questions, and I'll do my best to answer them. Let me read for you some Bible passages. In John chapter 5, verse 24, Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. In Ephesians chapter 2 we read, But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And in Colossians chapter 3 we read, Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and, if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The Christian faith is about God loving us through Jesus, and we then live to love and serve those around us as best we can, and in doing so discover living that knows joy, even in the toughest of times. God bless you. There are other podcasts in the Straight Answers to Awkward Questions library. These following ones might be of help. How can we trust the Bible? Is the resurrection real? Why is God and Jesus and religion and faith so hard? How should we read the Bible? And what is faith? Please email any questions to me using this address, info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Goodbye.